For almost a decade, Paul Ekman and the Dalai Lama have been having conversations about human emotions and science.
Here's how I interpret reincarnation as a Western scientist. That it's a brilliant metaphor, almost 2,600 years old, for the idea that when we enter the world, we're not tabula rasa. When we enter the world, we are in part of our story is already written. Now, they didn't know at that time that how the past influences the present, but it does, and it does it through genes. So we have now discovered the mechanism that shows the influence of the past. So then we got into a very interesting thing, because if you take people who show what I call heroic compassion, it's one of four types of compassion that I'm distinguishing now, that I talked with him about both in the book, but I've changed the positions a little bit. Would you expect, if you have heroic compassion, if you're the person who jumps into the subway and pulls that person out without thought, a total stranger, or rescues a total stranger from the pond, perhaps losing your own life so that they don't drown, would you find in their family line, in their grandparents, or uncles, or aunts, cousins, would you find others who have this proclivity? No, says the Dalai Lama, because it's not genes, it's past karma. Yes, says Paul Ekman, it's genes. So we now have a way to test this two different ways of interpreting past influence.
Be with us next time when world-renowned researcher on human emotions, Paul Ekman, joins us for the first of a three-part conversation on emotions, television, and a whole lot more.